This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The world's 53 million domestic workers, most of them women and girls, now have a new voice to represent them at the international level. The founding Congress of the International Domestic Workers Federation was held in Montevideo, Uruguay, October 26th to 28th. Union leaders from more than 40 countries voted to create the federation. The federation is needed because almost 30% of the world's domestic workers are employed in countries where they are completely excluded from national labor laws. They don't get weekly rest days, there are no limits on the hours of work, no minimum wage, and no overtime pay. They are often excluded from protections such as minimum age regulations and maternity leave. The founding of the Federation comes as part of a global campaign to raise awareness of the problems faced by domestic workers. The campaign won a major victory when the International Labour Organization, the ILO, adopted the Domestic Workers Convention. If passed by a country, the convention becomes part of the country's legal infrastructure and provides domestic workers with the same rights as any other worker in the country. The convention, 189, came into effect in September of this year. A longtime leader of the fight for the rights of domestic workers is Myrtle Witboy, chair of the International Domestic Workers Network.
25 years ago, I was sitting in my employer's garage and I was organizing domestic workers. Today, I'm here. And I'm here because of the cause of so many domestic workers. Because all of you believe. You believe there's a better life for domestic workers. You believe that the time of repayment has come now for all of us. We want to be free. We don't want to be called slaves anymore. We want to get what every other worker has in this world. The fight is not over. For that reason, we need to go back. We need to go and campaign. And we must not rest. And we must not, you know, give our governments rest until they really ratify this convention. And only then, freedom will truly be us. And to all of the domestic workers, to all of those that are still domestic workers, to us that's free. But we cannot be free until we free all the domestic workers.
The International Domestic Workers Federation now becomes one of the global union federations. These are labor organizations which represent workers of particular employment sectors. For example, the domestic workers have been extensively supported by the IUF, which represents food, farm, and hotel workers worldwide. Other global union federations include the ones which have been negotiating on behalf of the garment workers in Bangladesh, Industrial and Uni. All the global union federations are members of the Council of Global Unions, which is currently chaired by the General Secretary of the Building and Woodworkers International, Ambit Yusin. I asked Mr. Yusin about the council.
The global trade union movement has been working very closely. We have the International Trade Union Confederation, which is ITUC, that represents many national unions. And we have also the Global Union Federation, representing the sectoral groups. So all the ITUC and the Global Union Federation created a council. It's called the Council of Global Union. This is the family of the Global Union. We decided to work together to coordinate our efforts so that we can make an impact in our work. And in fact, in the past years now, many of the activities of the international trade union movement are being done together with all the international organizations.
In other news, the government of Chile has been asked to explain its long history of union repression. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has summoned the Chilean government to a hearing which will investigate multiple violations of union organizing rights and attacks on collective bargaining. In an historic moment, the transport unions of Cuba have declared that they want to work closely with the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF is a global union federation which represents seafarers, truck drivers, and other occupations. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.